weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you gear up for that next oil change. We've got a great deal for the job. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And you can get it all fast, your way. Just order online with our free same-day store pickup or next-day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
This is a public safety announcement. Do you know what kind of boat you'll be on? Because I don't want anyone around you.
It's like our boat.
I really think you should just stay home.
It's our boat.
How about that? Well, who's going on your boat?
A few people.
Yeah, see? Can I screen them? Kind of like TSA? Yeah.
You can if you want.
I really don't want COVID again. Even though I did get vaccinated. You will be the one, you'll be like that missing strain. You'll be that one thing that brings it back to me right before I go to Florida next week. How about this? You can enjoy your boat. Stay away Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, come on.
I'm being dead serious. If you prevent me from hanging out on the Florida beaches, on the Atlantic side, and hanging out with my uncle on his birthday over the weekend.
What's that NOLA Gold event?
I will strangle you.
What's that NOLA Gold event?
It's really simple. Do you want to graduate next year?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what you're going to do. Enjoy your weekend on the boat.
Mm.
And I will join you via Google Duo.
Oh, come on.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I think I'm being very fair in this. 800-998-1003. Love to have your thoughts. NBA playoffs if you like. But, of course, the big announcement to Paul Maneri. Will retire after 15 seasons. We've spoken to Glenn Gilbo. We've spoken to Sharif Eishaik. Both gentlemen saying there's a lot more than just smoke. And where there's smoke, there is fire. Not only when it came to this, they were not surprised about this move, but that also Kevin O'Sullivan, current head baseball coach at the University of Florida, is the target for LSU. And they both think that he will come to LSU. Anthony, followed by the Cajun Goat. Anthony, thanks for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover. What you got? Hello, Anthony.
Anthony.
There he is. Hello, Anthony. Okay, maybe he had to go take another call. Put him on hold and see if he can get a hold of it. Let's go to the Cajun Goat. Cajun Goat. What you got, sir?
Hey, buddy, I was just calling you about the playoffs and
the
Lakers, and because I'm not a big baseball guy.
That's what I was just about. We have to intervene real quick. You sound very
so
depressed.
Down.
Wait, what's wrong, Cajun Goat?
Oh, Cajun Goat.
I could care less about LSU's baseball team. These guys get so. So I feel like I've been listening to a comedy show all day. Mm. We win championships.
Championships.
In the last 10 years,
yeah,
how many?
Stop it.
So, you know.
Stop it.
Come on, stop
no,
it.
No, stop
and
it.
And all the
Let
teams
Paul
they got, man, be happy you got one. You're lucky you got one or
got,
two or three, you know. Be happy about that.
We got used to five, though. You don't understand
Yeah,
that.
No, it's just so crazy. It's like, man, could you see how competitive baseball has gotten? And then y'all talking about, oh, this guy's not good enough. You
Cajun
know,
Goat.
And the SEC, period? That's crazy.
Cajun Goat, you hear what I have behind the music, right?
I like it, guys. I like it.
You know what? I've come to terms. Just embrace it. It's so much. I mean, Jordan, just join the evil empire. You want to just do it? You want to see what it's actually like? At least for this series. We're only two wins away. Then we can go be somebody else's supporters. I just want to know what it's like to actually root for the Lakers. Like, I'm going to tweet tomorrow night, or they play Sunday.
You see that?
Of course, they get like 3 days off now. So, Cajun, go. Let's tweet.
I think Jordan ought to find out who calls the games for the Lakers, and in the middle of the game, say, "Oh, this is a win." And that way they'll lose.
Let's test everything. LeBron looks as healthy as he's ever looked, Jordan. That's what you need to tweet. He looks as healthy as he's ever looked.
I do have a few of these guys' phone numbers, but I do.
No.
That would be, I think that'd be, you know.
Here we go.
That wouldn't be ethical.
Sing it out loud, Jordan. We love it. There it is. You got to love L.A. It's all about loving L.A.
Look, this is what kills me, Gus. It's like Anthony Davis is having, he's just back. The guy got 21 free throws in his 34 points.
Hey.
Did you look at his shot chart?
Yes. Yeah,
did you look at the shot chart?
Mostly outside the paint, but still got 21 free throws. Yes.
But how many reds compared to the greens, though?
I know.
How many reds compared to the greens?
I told
you. That's crazy.
You, there is no way in you know what they were losing that series. They were getting in the play-in game, and they were not losing.
Yeah.
And I told you,
no.
Within the first minute, Anthony Davis was going to the free throw line. And Jordan, 58 seconds, baby.
58.
58 seconds.
You were right. Let's stick a note. You were right.
And that's where he's getting all his points. That's where they're getting most of their points. Even LeBron. Most of these guys are getting their points at the free throw line.
That's it.
And it's crazy to me because it's tic-tac fouls. But yet they're clobbering the Suns. The Suns don't even get to the line that much.
Nah, man.
But the other thing that kills me, too. Yeah.
I'll tell you what kills me, and I can get to what kills you, is how Anthony Davis thought that Devin Booker could have ended, you know, Dennis Schroeder's life yesterday with the most egregious hard foul of all time. Mind you, he kicked Jay Crowder in the unmentionables, and there's nothing, you know, as he's not dirty.
Yeah, that's the thing about the unmentionables that I don't get. If his name was Draymond Green, would he have been playing the next game?
No, he's suspended. Well, LeBron can go hang out. Kristaps Porzingis got fined for going out.
Exactly. And they want to say, and they want to talk about how we should respect, we're not for certain teams or this or that. You got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's most egregious in the NBA of anything. And it's most egregious in the big markets, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Whenever I watch it and I see the Suns leading, I already know when I go to bed the Lakers will win by one or two.
Oh no.
Because of the simple fact they're going to get it at the free throw line.
Oh, Cajun Goat.
It's just crazy. And you can't say LeBron is playing like, LeBron does not look like LeBron. Now, granted, so I don't
Thank
like
you,
LeBron.
Thank you, Charles Barkley. At halftime, he said that he looked uninvested or whatever, and then he came out and pretty much took over the third quarter with Anthony Davis. But
he still doesn't look as healthy.
And AD's banged up.
No, because
the first series. Let's see what happens the next couple of series as well, man. I want to get to Anthony before the break. Thank you so much for the phone call, though, man. For sure, appreciate it.
Oh, one last thing, Gus. The West. I think the best team in the West right now is Dallas.
Oh, interesting. All right, I'll write that down because I did ask that. Who do you think is the best in the West right now? All right, cool. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Tonight, they have a chance to go 3-0 against the Clippers. Anthony, see if we can get you again. I'm telling you, I bet you went and took another. There he is. I hear him. Hey, Anthony, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Gus, my friend? I'm about to add to the comedy show.
Okay.
What do I think about Palminteri retiring?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Is this Anthony on
okay.
the cell?
Okay, thank God. What was that, Gus?
Is this Anthony on the cell?
Yeah, this is Anthony on the cell.
Okay, I was making sure.
Thank God, Maneri's under 500 in the SEC the last mm-hmm. 4 years in a row, 5 years mm-hmm. in a row, total record. I am sorry. It was time for him to go, beyond time. I thank him for his service. I thank you for the championship, but we went from being mighty LSU to mediocre LSU. And look at Vandy and Arkansas. They're above us now. Hell, Alabama might even be above us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm sorry. I thank you for your service. Time for some fresh blood.
Look, it's why I said at the top of the show, how do you view his tenure? You know, and look, Glenn Gilbo said he's up there with O'Sullivan, some of the best in college baseball right now, win total wise. And that expectation, though, at LSU is titles. Is that a reasonable expectation? Titles? How many other coaches in college?
I don't think it's titles. I don't think it's titles. I think the reasonable expectation at LSU is regional and super regional.
Okay.
With Gus going to Omaha.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but and he's not even doing that. I mean, we lost super regionals at LSU.
Right. He went five times, but he only won one at Omaha. But to your point, I think, like I said, it's the last year losing to Florida State. It's, as Sharif said, Coastal Carolina, things of that. I think those stand out more in terms that you did. I mean, there is an underachievement on there. I think he would tell you that, too, that he thinks that they probably should have done a lot more with it. I would say my, and again, this isn't to bag on somebody because he had a tremendous career. My whole thing with LSU baseball is, where's the development? And again, even Glenn said this, you don't develop Alex Bregman. The guy shows up, he's an MLB-ready player. But it's doing all those different things that the team always sort of looked like they were good because of literally the talent that stepped on and that connection with players. Can they talk to him? Can they? I've heard a lot of other aspects of it that's Paul. Paul shows up. I signed you to come to LSU. You know what the expectation is. Jordan, get out left field. You make two errors, you're done. Bring in the next left fielder. There's people knocking at my door. And that's a different style of coaching than perhaps where other places, you know, it's about development and growth and doing them. And I'm not saying that he didn't do it. I just, that was either the perception or reality. And sometimes perception becomes reality, if that makes sense.
Gus. I'm sorry, you don't lose super regionals at the box.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's
plain and simple.
Who'd you like to be the head coach?
Honestly, it's going to surprise you on this one. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am, actually.
Rick Jones.
I think he's retired. He's done. You going to bring him out of retirement? Yeah, no.
Bring him out of retirement.
Bring him out of retirement. I don't know if there's enough money, to be honest with you, Fred Jones would take that job. I guess there always is the right money, you know, but yeah, I think he's enjoying his retirement on the coast in the Carolinas over there. It would have to be a couple of zeros attached to that for sure, but you know, we'll see where it is. Again, the fact that two people that I know are close said that they believe Kevin O'Sullivan's coming from Florida. Would that make you happy, Anthony?
That would make me happy. Sullivan's done an excellent job in Florida. Yeah. You can't deny what he's done. Won national championship over, I wonder who they beat for that national championship. I don't remember. You know, in a two-game sweep. Jesus, I'm having a hard time remember what team. Oh, Paul Maneri. But yeah. One national championship, several regional, super regionals, excellent year in, year out.
Anthony, always a pleasure to hear from you, sir.
Always. Hey, Gus, real quick.
Yeah.
Gastric sleeve surgery, June 14th.
Say that again?
Gastric sleeve surgery, June 14th.
Okay.
Well, so you'll see a lot less of me.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Gastric, sir. I got you. Well, dude, please stay safe and looking forward, man, to seeing a lighter you, my friend.
All righty. Have a great one.
Yeah, man. Got to see you soon. Anthony on the cell. Literally started calling from the beginning of the show, Jordan. That's a 11-year going on 12-year caller.
Nice.
Now, Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Anywhere you go,
summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals
at Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma.
Craig LeBlanc Toyota. Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Carl Mayer of your NOLA Gold rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at nolagoldrugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game. And now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
I mean, it is a battle on the North Shore. You know?
Line up.
What are you lining? Oh, now you're all about lining up.
Line up.
That's remarkable. When you're down 12-3, you basically enter the transfer portal. You wanted nothing to do with Matt Reiser's baseball team, especially when it was 11-3 in the fifth and this happened.
Went there last in 2017. Couple of Southland titles.
Oh!
In the air to center.
Somebody said,
Beck.
You heard
Beaky
that?
On the move. Still back, and that sails out of the park.
I mean, that's 12-3.
No one cares
if
about that.
If you missed it earlier, here's another big one.
You do see New Orleans.
Oh!
Pierce Howard drives one to left center. That's hit a ton to the wall, and it's out of here!
That was the fourth Grand Slam
in
2 days.
Can the ump check their bats? It sounds like they have corked bats over in,
I don't,
in
it,
Hammond.
Dude, they're destroying
I think they
ball.
Need to cut open a bat.
It does sound like they are absolutely... Okay, well, let's compare and contrast here because it was 12-3. And then even though you gave up on them, Matt Reiser's team says don't give up on us.
Instead, it's Gabby Cruz.
Ooh!
Ripped down the left field line for a base hit.
I mean, baseballs are being murdered over there. That's a triple. A double down the left field line drives in a pair.
Back-to-back RBIs.
They made it. Can I get there? Thank you. It's my show. 12-5 then.
Pitch.
Oh,
the left.
That one is hard, but
sinking
it was
a, quick and down again.
It is. All right, so that means the lead's down to six, and then
you don't even have to mention it.
2-2, ripped bare down the left field line. It goes. And now we get to see the wheels of Keller. He's got the wave, and he's in to score.
That makes
and
the lead down.
Southeastern is making a push in the sixth. They're back to within five as Rosebeard.
Within five, Jordan. There you go. Within five.
Line up.
I mean, look, it was 12-3. That's the battle.
Cole, we don't give up.
Really? Is that what? Did you even know they were playing before I started playing the highlights today?
Yes, I knew they were playing.
You did. Huh?
I'm the one who showed you.
Is this
you.
A?
I'm the one who was pulling
this
it up
to
on
play
the computer.
In the championship game, or is this elimination game?
This is a championship game.
No, it's an elimination game. Good job.
No, it's
an elimination game.
Yeah, that's what I meant. To go to the championship game.
Do you even know who would play the winner of this? Do you know the bracket? You should have
one. I know they beat McNeese.
Being tied
I know they beat McNeese the other day.
Uh-huh.
It'd probably be like Sam Houston or something, huh?
Wow. You don't even know. Jack, thank you for calling us here on the Sports Hangover. Got about 3.5 minutes. What you got?
Y'all, happy Friday. I hope y'all have a Memorial weekend.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Gus, how good was it to hear from Anthony, man? I haven't
know,
heard
dude.
His voice in a long time.
That's why, that's why I said, it's Anthony on the cell, right? And he's a trucker, like literally one of the greatest moments of our live shows, because we first started, Jack, you remember, we did our shows every Friday from Tracy's on 3rd and Magazine, and he drove his 18-wheeler down Magazine and honked live on the air. Yes. Yes. I mean, here's this truck. I don't even know if that's legal to go down Magazine. And he's like, honk, honk. It was great. It was good stuff.
Gus, that show never failed to put a smile on my face.
Yeah, me too.
It's too bad y'all didn't become the millionaires that you should have been. But oh well.
It's not for lack of trying. I can assure you of that. And
I understand.
The band is willing to get back together. You know, it's just a matter of getting it all together. If that makes sense to you, we want to. Got to make it work somehow.
And on the other hand, UT Joe could crawl back to his hole. Look, I'm a Tulane fan, and all he does, he hardly ever calls you. He calls a lot of other radio stations. All he does is troll LSU. And the reality is, Texas has more money than God, and they can't win an intramural scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what his problem is.
Dude, it's so funny. I was trying to think of what it was. Dude, we made a sounder for him. That's him, UT Joe, because he always called for University of Texas.
I kind of remember you playing this.
Pepito made a sounder. Here it is.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're from Texas.
Yeah.
Screw you.
I forgot. I'm so sorry, UT Joe.
We're from Texas.
Yeah, that's it. That's his song. And that's a real song, by the way. But yes, that's his sounder. When he would call, we would play that for him. Oh, my gosh. Just like the Uptown Ruler has his own. I'm listening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, we can't disrespect Jack.
Yeah, I know you're right. We got to come up with something.
No, Gus, I don't need a song. But I just had a couple of things real quick. You know, Gus, for 2 months, I was trying to follow Maddie, but I thought you were saying Maddie who that, like who that's going to beat them Saints.
That's what my dad thought, too.
I could never find it.
Do I need to emphasize the K? Who dak?
Who dak?
Who dak?
Well, yes.
HUDAK. Who dak?
But guys, I have a question for you that I ask a friend of mine all the time because he feels the same way.
Okay.
How are you emotionally invested in something that you think is fixed? Because not only does he think the NBA's fixed, but he also has a list of referees that have ever made a call against the Saints. Yes, he has a list of writers that have ever said anything bad about the Saints. So how do you do that? I mean, if you really think it's fixed, why even worry about it? It's like watching wrestling.
No, wrestling's real. That's real. You can't tell me otherwise.
You know what? I tell you, I think it would be a lot closer to 50. You know what? Jordan, tweet that. What's more real, wrestling outcomes or NBA outcomes? I bet you it's like a 47-43. I bet you it is not like 80-20. What's a more real outcome? An NBA playoff game or WWE? Jack, you enjoy your Memorial weekend, sir.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We do have to come up with something for Jack. Jordan, that's your homework assignment over the weekend. In between you Jack. On the boat and off the boat. Once again, Jordan's going on a boat. Last time he was on a boat during a holiday, you brought back COVID.
I've been on a boat since then.
I understand. But I have a family trip planned next week. I got a party to attend in South Beach on a weekend, and I'm getting there. So next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday,
oh, come on.
You will do it remotely.
Really?
Yes. You are banned from the studio.
I'll sneak my way in.
800-998-1003. If anybody would like Jordan's seat in studio while he's banned next week, I'll consider it. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good.